This is TWiT.
Now, Leo, 2 weeks ago, you showed us a first look at the Apple Watch. It was an unboxing.
Yep.
You've had 2 weeks to play with it. Now you're going to give us your honest review.
Yeah, and then I lost interest because I got the new Android Wear watch from LG. No, I didn't. I'm going to do both. And there's a reason. So, yeah, I've had the Apple Watch for 2 weeks. In fact, the first one I had was the 38-millimeter that Lisa got first. But Apple stepped up their production, I guess, or they're getting them out faster than they expected. So a lot of people have started to get their Apple Watches a little quicker. So I got my 42-millimeter about a week ago.
I got to say, that looks better on you than the 38.
Yeah, the 38 was a little small. You know, you'll want to get one that fits your wrist. The band also expands. In fact, the 38 was too small for some of my larger friends to get on their wrists. So you certainly, and I can see now why Apple is making a point of having people go to the Apple store and try them on. You still have to order online, but you might want to try on different bands and so forth. This is the Milanese Loop. As I'm showing it, the stainless steel with Milanese Loop is $700, half as much the LG Urbane. I think this is a very interesting Android Wear watch because it's the first Android Wear watch running 5.1. Mm-hmm. And so it's very lollipop and some very nice features built in because of the lollipop interface. You know, it's kind of prettier than it used to be. So you see the applications show up here. There's a lot in common between these two watches, including, believe it or not, the price, because at its base, the Apple Watch with the rubber band is $350, a sport version. This is $350. This comes with a leather band. It's a standard 22-millimeter band, so you can use any watch band on this. Both have OLED screens. Now, that's a big improvement for Android Wear, and it's Apple's very first OLED screen, which is kind of interesting. Apple's not known for using OLED screens on the iPhone or any of its devices. So to see an OLED screen on this is really great. And it's one of the reasons I think Apple has reduced the number of optional faces. You can't get third-party faces on Apple's watch like you can on Android Wear. And I think that's because Apple wants to maximize battery life by maximizing black pixels. Black, as you know, on OLED doesn't use any juice. There are, though, plenty of beautiful screens on the Apple Watch. They're all customizable. So I think that if it's pure aesthetics you're going for, the Apple Watch is a more refined experience. Even when you put these two together, I got the gold version of the Urbane. It's a little, I don't know. It looks like I got it in under a subway stand in New York City.
You're dealing with the square look versus the circular look. And for some people, that does make a big difference.
I like round. This has no flat tire, by the way. Remember, that was an issue some people had with the... And this is just one of the faces that comes with the LG Urbane. There are actually quite a few faces, more than 2,000, available for Android Wear in general. Android Wear is interesting because Google is very specific about what you can do with software. So for the most part, the internals of the Android Wear watches, the software anyway, is the same. But the manufacturers can do a lot with the body, the case. They have a lot of leeway there. And in this case, LG has also added an app that lets me make a phone call. Now, that's one of the few really big differences between these. I can make and take phone calls on the Apple Watch directly from the watch. It has a microphone and speaker. The Apple phone has to be nearby to do that because the phone call is actually going through your iPhone.
Right.
In fact, just earlier today, I got a phone call. The phone was out here. I was in the back. I could see the call coming in. I could pick it up, but the call could not complete because I was too far from the phone. So that's an important point to make. Both Apple and LG's Urbane use Wi-Fi now. That's one of the new things about Lollipop 5.1 on the Android Wear watch. That means I can be anywhere with either of these watches, and the phone can be anywhere. As long as we're on the same Wi-Fi network, all the functionality continues. So the Apple Watch uses Bluetooth LE unless it needs a higher data rate or it's more distant from the phone, then it switches to Wi-Fi. Pretty much the same thing for the new Android Wear watches, including this one.
Let me ask you about that. What was your sense of answering calls from your phone? Were you okay with it? Did you like it? Was it a novelty or was it something you would do on a regular basis?
It's kind of a novelty. It's handy if your phone is not handy or you don't want to get it out and you just want to quickly say, hey, I can't talk right now. I'll call you back. It's really good for that. In fact, that's the use case Apple gives in the videos on the Apple website. You kind of, talking into your wrist, you kind of look a little dorky. I'm not sure you'd want to do that for very long. Having said that, the speaker's audible, is very audible, legible. I want to say, what's the
audible.
Audible? Mm-hmm. All right. not like the book company. It's just it's just audible. And the speaker and the microphone works well, so people can hear you and you can hear them. So you could, frankly, have a conversation. There's another big difference that I think is important people should be aware of between Apple Watch and Android Wear. Android Wear always has a low-power face. Now, you can turn it off. They call it the ambient display. So you always have a watch that works on Android Wear. You can't say the same for Apple Watch. You get a completely, in order to save battery life, completely black face until you wake the watch up by raising it to see what time it is. They both are gorgeous. I mean, I really think that an OLED display is a great choice. And there are a lot of really nice, interesting watch faces. You could see I have quite a few of them already here on the Android Wear. And because it's OLED, it's really crisp. It might trick you into thinking that's a physical watch face. I really like the look of this, but I would say that the Apple Watch feels more refined. The software, it feels like somebody's put more thought into it, has spent more time in it. Having said that, the constant heart rate meter on the watch is good, but the exercise monitoring seems to be kind of hit or miss. Sometimes it knows. I spent half an hour on a treadmill yesterday. It thought I went, a quarter of a mile. You can add these glances, and it's funny because really, both watches are solving similar problems in similar ways. The swiping is the most common way to interface with either watch. With the Apple Watch, when you swipe down, you'll see notifications. When you swipe up, you'll see what they call glances. You can choose which applications show up here. You'll probably want to choose a small number. The heart rate meter is pretty amazing on the Apple Watch. It measures constantly, every 10 minutes, so you have a record of your heart rate over time. And it does a fairly accurate job. It's using some sophisticated technology. The heart rate meter on here, well, actually, it'll be kind of fun to compare them, wouldn't it? All right. Boy, I should be dead right now. 122 beats per minute. The problem is, part of it is that the watches
are
on different positions.
Yeah.
You really want the watch for the best heart rate not to be on a bone.
Oh, wow.
Well, no. But that was the previous measurement, and that is 77 on the Apple Watch, 79 on this watch. I think as soon as the cameras go on, my heart rate goes through the roof. So I think that actually they were fairly close. 77 here, 79 there, before we went on the air. As soon as we went on the air, it went up about 50.
What about responsiveness?
That's on a bone. That's not going to do a very good job.
Well, your bone's doing well. Is it responsive equally on both? Because I've seen you do a couple of extra swipes on the LG.
Yeah, that's not that it's not responsive. Well, maybe it is. It's probably more likely I'm just doing the wrong thing. I'll tell you what's interesting is responsiveness. Most of the time when you're going to do stuff with the watch, you're going to talk to it. So you're going to raise the watch and go, "Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri.
Oh, no.
Hey, Siri. I would like to send a text to Robert Ballasser." Yes, screw you, Siri. on the Google Watch, it's, "Okay, Google." And so responsiveness seems to vary. Lisa's Apple Watch has seemed to stop listening to her. And I've had to, on this Apple Watch, reboot it a couple of times, turn it off and on, or in fact do a hard reset because it stopped measuring heart rate for a few days, things like that. I think both, in this is a more mature product, the Android Wear product. This is a first Apple, I shouldn't say this because if you're listening, you don't know what I'm pointing to. The Apple Watch is a first gen product. Having said that, the Apple Watch in design is probably more refined. Look, you've got Mark Newsom and Johnny Ive, the best designers in the world, working on the Apple Watch. But that's a matter of taste. You might say, "Hey, you know what? I like a round face better. I'm going to prefer that." Software is, you can feel that Apple's put a lot of thought into the software. And for the most part, it's pretty innovative. But on the other hand, there's some less than great stuff. You've probably already seen the crazy icon layout on here.
That would just confuse me.
It's not useful. You can zoom in, but it's just not useful. So most of the time you're going to say, "Hey, Siri," and launch the application from that point. I just did a rower workout, 22 minutes, 209 calories, 52 resting. It showed my average heart rate. You can save that workout, which is nice. You also get, I don't know if there's anything to write home about, but you get little awards, achievement. I got an achievement for something. I set a new personal record yesterday. You want to see my award? Get ready. It's pretty stunning.
It's
Captain America wields his mighty shield. I don't know what it is.
That's supposed to be a shield?
I don't know what it is.
Button.
It's a thing. I got a button. Thank you. Last time I got a 3D star.
Have you sent your heartbeat to Lisa?
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing you can't do on Android Wear. I don't know if that's really – that's a, not exactly that a deal breaker. So here are my my people. This is the favorites. It automatically populates those from your iPhone. If you're lucky enough to have a favorite who has a watch, you'll see there's a call icon, a text icon, and this touch icon. And you just rest your finger on here. And now I'm sending Lisa a heartbeat. It only goes through about half the time. And I don't think it really at first, cool. At later on, less cool.
But it's taptic. It's not vibration. It's
taptic. That's another. You've heard me talk about that, obviously. Vibration's vibration. I don't really get the difference between the, except for marketing, between the taptic vibration and the vibration on any other device. The Android Wear vibrates as well. I don't think that's a selling point. It does have a very nice speaker, and the notification chimes and rings are quite lovely. As far as I know, this doesn't make any sound at all. So the Apple Watch wins in that regard. So you get a choice of price points. I mean, $350 to $17,000 on the Apple Watch. But when you compare a $350 Apple Watch to a $350 Android Wear watch, they're much of a muchness. I think what you're going to want to do is look at some of the different features, like the ability to take a place a phone call or send a heartbeat on the Apple Watch, the ability to work with Google Now on the Android Wear Watch. You're also going to want to consider what kind of phone you use. Mm-hmm. If you're an Android user, you're going to have to use Android Wear, at least for the time being. iPhone users, we're going to have to use the Apple Watch. The Pebble Watch crosses both platforms, but does not offer that kind of functionality. If you want an always-on watch, the ambient display on Android Wear is going to, I think, wow you. I love the, if you use Google services, integration with Google, of course, is much better. I think my bottom line on this, I'll give you the pros and cons on each are the same. They are exercise monitors, which do a great job of motivating you simply by telling you how you've done. The act of inputting it and keeping track of it makes you feel good. It makes you probably more likely to exercise. They also do a good job of showing you notifications from your phone. In fact, Apple gives you an application on the iPhone that lets you control exactly which notifications come onto the watch. So you can really customize it to give you what you need. I have my calendar on here and all of that. And that's very useful. I think that, but notifications on the Android Wear watch are similar. They're Google Now cards. So that's kind of the difference. And the new Android Wear, I wish I had some notifications on here. The new, I'll get some set up. The new Android Wear allows you to go like this and flick through the cards, which is, okay, kind of neat. My opinion, so notifications, health, and a wristwatch. My opinion is that neither kinds of smart, in fact, no kind of smartwatch is a necessity in the sense that you're going to turn around if you leave home without it and say, oh, shoot, I forgot my watch. Go back and get it. I think in most cases, it's an adjunct to the phone you already have. It does require a phone being present for the watch to do anything. And I think that that's important to keep in mind. In both cases, the phone could be somewhere else in the house or the office, but it still has to be there. I think it's really a matter of which phone do you use, Android or iPhone. Whether you like the idea of a smartwatch, the Apple Watch is not in any respect head and shoulders above the competition. That's the most important thing. It's not a buy. It's not a don't buy. It's a try because it really depends very much on what you're looking for. If it's jewelry you want, Apple certainly can sell you something in the $17,000 range. If it's functionality you're looking for and you use Google Apps and you use Android. I think the Android Wear is great. And of all the Android Wears I've tried, and I've tried them all, this LG Urbane is easily the nicest. It's got 5.1. But expect more 5.1, Lollipop 5.1 watches to come. Which one am I going to wear? Gosh.
Depends on which phone you're
using.
Depends
which phone I'm carrying.
So these are not platform switchers. They're not going to make you go with an iPhone if you've got an Android or Android.
I think they're so close. Unless you say, I absolutely have to be able to answer calls on my watch, or I absolutely want that little button that gives you the shield for your reward. I don't think there's anything that's going to make you say, oh, I'm going to forget the Android. I'm going to go buy an iPhone because I want an Apple Watch. They're very, in fact, much more similar than they are dissimilar. And I would say choose your phone first. There are massive differences between iPhone and Android phones. And then you're going to get the watch that makes sense for that platform. And frankly, don't feel like, oh, gosh, I'm going to have to suffer because I have to get an Android Wear watch. There's a lot of parity between these two. What I love is you're going to see a seesaw battle back and forth. Different bands, different functionality, different hardware. Remember Google's big Google I.O. Developers Conference is coming up at the end of the month. They may announce something new with Android Wear there. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see a next-generation Wear. Apple is obviously all in on the Apple Watch. That's going to continue to evolve. It's very much a first-generation product, but a lot of thought, a lot of refinement in there. I think it's a try in both cases.
There you have it. Be it an iPhone or an Android, you've got options if you want to wear your tech. That's a try from Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Oh, now, battery life, identical.
Identical.
Both get Big through one. A day. That's all.
Leo, unfortunately, you're not found very often on the Twit TV network.
I know. You know, Google me, and maybe you'll find. You know, tomorrow, we're very excited.
Yes.
It's the new Screensavers episode 2. Kevin Rose is going to stop by. Morgan Webb's going to stop by. And we're going to take an Apple Watch, maybe mine, and gold plate it. And you will not be able to tell the difference between this and a $17,000 Apple Watch.
Wait, are you going to increase the value of your watch by about $17,000?
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk watches. Actually, because Kevin's such a watch fanatic, he's going to bring some classic, you know,
we may have to hire some extra security to keep people away from
these watches. These are going to be gorgeous watches. Yeah. So Kevin will show us some watches. We'll talk about that whole new thing of smartwatches. That's tomorrow on about 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern time. The new Screensavers, 2200 UTC.
Don't miss it. Live.twit.tv. Or if you're in the area, you should be calling for tickets because it's a great watch in studio. Again, Leo Laporte, folks.
A great watch. Get it? You'll be watching the watches. Okay, just fade me out.
We're going to punt him out.